Adrex. Set City? The Moo asked, laughing. Well, he'll be happy to hear that. He's been complaining for over a year that we haven't ever gotten around to conquering it back for him. Ellen smiled wanly. I've been half convinced that if we did, Set would decide that he and his soldiers didn't need us anymore. He'll stay, my lord, the Moo said. After the scare Lady Vin gave him last year.
The Moo glanced at Vin, trying to smile, but she saw it in his eyes. Respect. Far too much of it. He didn't joke with her the way he did with Elland. She still couldn't believe that Elland had joined that silly religion of theirs. Elland's intentions had been political. By joining the Ska faith, Elland had forged a link between himself and the common people. Even so, the move made her uncomfortable. A year of marriage had taught her, however, that there were some things one just had to ignore. She could love Elland for his desire to do the right thing, even when she thought he'd done the opposite.
Call a meeting this evening, Demu, Elland said. We have much to discuss, and let me know when Sazed arrives. Should I inform Lord Hammond and the others of the meeting's agenda, my lord?
Elland paused, glancing toward the ashen sky.
Conquering the world, Demu, he finally said. Or at least what's left of it.
Allomancy was, indeed, born with the mists. Or at least, allomancy began at the same time as the mists' first appearances. When Rashik took the power at the Well of Ascension, he became aware of certain things. Some were whispered to him by Ruin. Others were granted to him as an instinctive part of the power. One of these was an understanding of the three metallic arts. He knew, for instance, that the nuggets of metal in the Chamber of Ascension would make those who ingested them into Mistborn. These were, after all, fractions of the very power in the well itself.
9.
Tensun had visited the Trust Warren before. He was of the third generation. He had been born 7 centuries ago, when the Khandra were still new, though by that time the first generation had already given over the raising of new Khandra to the second generation. The seconds hadn't done very well with Tensun's generation, or at least that was how the seconds felt. They'd wanted to form a society of individuals who followed strict rules of respect and seniority, a perfect people who lived to serve their contracts, and of course the members of the second generation. Up until his return, Tensun had generally been considered one of the least troublesome of the thirds. He'd been known as a Khandra who cared little for homeland politics, one who served out his contracts, content to keep himself as far away from the seconds and their machinations as possible. It was ironic indeed that Tensun would end up on trial for the most heinous of Khandra crimes. His guards marched him right into the center of the Trust Warren, onto the platform itself. Tensun wasn't certain whether to be honored or ashamed. Even as a member of the third generation, he hadn't often been allowed so near the Trust. The room was large and circular, with metal walls. The platform was a massive steel disc set into the rock floor. It wasn't very high, perhaps 1 foot tall, but it was 10 feet in diameter. Tensun's feet felt cold hitting its slick surface, and he was reminded again of his nudity. They didn't bind his hands. That would have been too much of an insult even for him. Khandra obeyed the contract, even those of the third generation. He would not run, and he would not strike down one of his own. He was better than that. The room was lit by lamps rather than glowstone, though each lamp was enclosed in blue glass. Oil was difficult to get. The second generation, for good reason, didn't want to rely on supplies from the world of men. The people above, even most of the father's servants, didn't know there was a centralized Khandra government. It was much better that way.
In the blue light, Tensun could easily see the members of the second generation. All 20 of them, standing behind their lecterns, arranged in tiers on the far side of the room. They were close enough to see, study, and speak to, yet far enough away that Tensun felt isolated, standing alone in the center of the platform. His feet were cold. He looked down and noticed the small hole in the floor near his toes. It was cut into the steel disc of the platform. The trust, he thought. It was directly underneath him.
Tensun of the third generation, a voice said.
Tensun looked up. It was Kanpar, of course. He was a tall Khandra, or rather he preferred to use a tall, true body. Like most of the seconds, his bones were constructed of the purest crystal, his with a deep red tint. It was an impractical body in many ways. Those bones wouldn't stand up to much punishment. Yet, for the life of an administrator in the homeland, the weakness of the bones was apparently an acceptable trade-off for their sparkling beauty.
I am here, Tensun said.
You insist on forcing this trial,
Kanpar said, keeping his voice lofty, reinforcing his thick accent. By staying away from humans for so long, his language hadn't been corrupted by their dialects. The second's accents were similar to that of the father, supposedly.
Yes, Tensun said.
Kanpar sighed audibly, standing behind his fine stone lectern. Finally, he bowed his head toward the upper reaches of the room. The first generation watched from above. They sat in their individual alcoves, running around the perimeter of the upper room, shadowed to the point where they were little more than humanoid lumps. They did not speak. That was for the seconds. The doors behind Tensun opened, and hushed voices sounded, feet rustling. He turned, smiling to himself as he watched them enter. Khandra of various sizes and ages. The very youngest ones wouldn't be allowed to attend an event this important, but those of the adult generations, everyone up through the ninth generation, could not be denied. This was his victory, perhaps the only one he would have in the entire trial. If he was to be condemned to endless imprisonment, then he wanted his people to know the truth. More important, he wanted them to hear this trial, to hear what he had to say. He would not convince the second.